Number 64. The Entrepreneur. Mike was an entrepreneur. He was also an epideictic Epicurean. At the young age of 18, he had been enticed by flashy posters to join the Navy. As an ordinary ensign, he felt that he had been ensnared, as he was not entitled to do what he wanted in the Navy. Mike was an epicure, but found the food on the ship on which he was environed to be almost intolerable. He had to follow orders from officers simply because they had better epaulets than he did. Mike's real interest was insects. He found entomology enthralling. He was enthralled with the idea of extracting enzymes from different species of insects and using them to create powerful medicines. He envisioned himself making sick people healthy again. First, however, he had to get out of the Navy. He entreated his commanding officer, and the entreaties were successful in a surprisingly short time, although Mike thought it had taken eons to achieve this. Mike's ephemeral time in the Navy had certainly not been completely wasted. On his extensive travels, he had collected many unusual insect specimens. It was the only thing that had enraptured him in the Navy. Now, Mike had to ensure that the enterprise he had envisaged would be a success. He ensconced himself in suitable environs and began his scientific work, occasionally reading an epic to give himself some encouragement when things looked bad. In the end, his enterprising spirit paid off in its entirety. He had been entangled in complex scientific work, which had entailed experiments too many to enumerate, with chemical compounds whose names most people couldn't even enunciate. He made copious entries in his numerous notebooks. He presented his spectacular findings to an ensemble of the world's most eminent scientists and heads of international pharmaceutical corporations. Entree was reserved only for the best. The scientists and businessmen found his work entrancing. What ensued was exactly what Mike had hoped for. He was entrusted with heading the extensive production of various medicines. The international corporations and top scientists saw that to entwine their future with his was a great way to become successful. Soon, his revered name was enshrined in the annals of history, and the company he set up to conduct research into new medicines was an entrenched entity. An entourage followed him to all his presentations, often clogging the entrances to the buildings where he was to give a speech.